And I want to say good day, at least on air, to Wally DeBacker. Hello, Wally.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. We could have just talked for ages then.
That's right. Just leave the mics up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The mic's up now and it's all fine. Very good to have you. Gautier, on the radio, you just got back to Australia. Just recorded with your band, The Basics, in London and Abbey Road Studios. Very exciting.
Yeah, it was very exciting. We were there in March doing some tracking and then we did a few more days recording in July and then spent a few days mixing a whole album. So, Amazing experience.
I can only imagine. Now, and another amazing experience, you're here back in Australia for this one-off, one-of-a-kind gig tomorrow night at the Melbourne Town Hall for such a good cause, the Thin Green Line, which if you don't know, very important. Today is International Rangers Day and Thin Green Line supports the park rangers in troubled and developing nations who in turn protect the endangered wildlife, which is something that you've been involved with for ages.
I've been trying to help Sean Wilmore and Thin Green Line for a while, I guess, just through music and through donations and just trying to raise awareness.
Yeah, I said there was an Australian story about it and it's sort of you even whilst you were going crazily up, you know, the American charts, still trying to do stuff for Thin Green Line. How did you get involved in this?
Me and Sean met quite a few years ago. Like, I didn't realise we'd been friends for 7-8 years. So I've kind of, he was just starting the foundation when we met down on the Mornington Peninsula in Victoria. And I guess I've seen him just, you know, work incredibly hard and just expand the organisation around the world and make a film and do amazing things, bringing funds to the ground to so many rangers. And to, I mean, it's what I really like about it is that he started off just him and a vision of trying to help, you know, other rangers in conditions so much more challenging than ones he's experienced in somewhere like Australia. And I've just seen him sort of take, you know, funds and donations straight to the ground to help widows and rangers who've been killed, to do really basic things that you would just assume would be in place, but stuff like getting mosquito nets for rangers in countries like Kenya, where, you know, that's the difference between getting malaria or not getting malaria. And, you know, when basics like that aren't covered and nobody can cover it for you, it's kind of already remarkable to be doing, you know, the job of a wildlife ranger in circumstances like that. But, yeah, so Sean's work with the Thin Green Line, I guess, really looks to try and, you know, Look at the ground, you know, the fundamental stuff first, and get all donations to the ground, which is what I really respect about the work that he does. The fact that it's so hands on and so direct.
It's the only charity that's solely dedicated to these park rangers, and they're saying in the past 10 years, over 1,000 park rangers have been killed, 80% of them by these commercial poachers. And on this TV show last night, we were just talking about Sabor Bradley's Head First. These commercial poachers are like an underground army. They've got military training. They've got AK-47s. It's like a war that these rangers are on the good side of.
Yeah, in some places, it's a really difficult situation. I think, like, nothing like that is ever black and white, because I know, I guess when you look at the situation too, is you often realise that these, say, heavily armed poachers who maybe are quite organised and like little militias in African countries, often they're just the unfortunate people who are just doing whatever they need to do to try and feed their family. But it's the kind of, you know, it's the organised rings the markets that are created for things like rhino horn and for elephant tusk in other countries, and the unscrupulous people who, you know, pull the strings behind that to keep these markets fed, that is what really makes these horrible situations a reality. But yeah, so, you know, it's a tough situation. There's so much terrible stuff going on in the world. It's like another aspect of that, but
it's right. Yeah. And this is the one that you're focusing on tomorrow night with Nicky Bomba, who's trying
to bring some good vibes to things, trying to share some music with people, and, you know, and actually bring some good energy.
Despite all the
challenges that are out there.
That's right. So, and bringing those good vibes musically. As I said, with Nicky Bomba, who was playing with John Butler Trio up until last year, Tex Perkins from Beast of Bourbon and The Cruel Sea, you three, and a whole bunch more people as well. I might chuck a song on. We should then find out, maybe get some hints as to what you are doing, because you're actually rehearsing right now.
That's right.
And I believe Mr. Tex Perkins maybe hasn't entirely arrived as yet.
We've got his jacket as well, ready for him to slip in.
Well, you know, he won't walk on set or on stage unless his jacket's ready to go. That's the right. Rules. On Triple J, Gautier and Heart's a Mess from Like Drawing Blood, the second record from Gautier. And he's on the phone right now, sir. People are screaming that song out the window of their cars. So someone said, M from Brizzy, feeling sorry for fellow drivers hearing me screaming My Heart's a Mess at the top of my lungs with such passion. Have you ever screamed it out of a car? I guess, you know, we haven't got to.
No, but, you know, I'm caught at various red lights kind of screaming some song at the top of my voice. being caught by the person in the lane next to me.
I might ask you like in a few minutes if there is a song, most recent song you've been screaming out of your window. But right now we're talking to Wally because it's World Ranger Day and Gautier tomorrow night celebrating the amazing work of park rangers all over the world with Nikki Bomber and Tex Perkins at Melbourne Town Hall. Is this your only Australian show this year?
As Gautier, I guess, if that's what you call it. Like, I played with the Basics a bunch in the last 9 months.
Oh, we've been getting lots of texts from people that have seen you with the Basics. You interrupted someone's handball game at Festival of the Sun by your car driving through. And and they didn't yell out, "You didn't have to cut me off," which I think is really nice.
Presence of mind.
So what are we going to see tomorrow night at the Melbourne Town Hall? What have you guys worked out what you're doing?
I mean, like you said before, Tex isn't at rehearsal yet, so we're yet to see how the sort of the trio really comes together. But, Nikki and I have been just kind of working out how we play on each other's songs. So we've just arranged a couple of my songs so far. Hearts and Mess is one of them, with a bunch of people that Nikki usually plays with in the Melbourne Scar Orchestra and in his band Bomber. And, you know, there's a bunch of Nikki songs that I'll be doing some drums on and singing harmony and playing percussion on. So it's going to, the idea is, I guess, we're all just playing together for an hour and a half. We're not sort of doing individual sets. We're playing a bunch of each other's songs together and a whole bunch of covers. The guys at the moment sounds like they're just putting the Specials' Ghost Town together.
What's the ghost sound for?
Ghost Town?
What's the ghost sound that they're putting together for?
Oh, no, Ghost Town by the Specials.
Oh, by the Specials. This town's looking like a ghost town. What a song.
Oh yeah,
do you remember
these horn sections? So it's going to be good.
Was it in what TV show where every time they cut to the Specials playing? Maybe it was something like The Young Ones. Probably was.
Oh, really?
Ghost. I can't remember. Anyway, there you go. And so it's you, Tex Perkins, Nikki Bomber,
and cast of thousands,
including Tim Pan Orange, featuring members of Cat Empire.
Yes, there are great supports as well.
It's going to be great there. Green Line Grooves, it is called, at Melbourne Town Hall. If you're heading along, let us know, 0439 757 555, or you can check out thingreenline.org.au for all the business. Now, last time I spoke to you, you said you were heading down the world of visual stuff, investigating visual stuff for new Gautier music. Have you worked any further on Gautier stuff?
Yeah, I'm always tinkering away. I've been a bunch of travels, either with the Basics for recording. I've kind of sort of wandered off to do some of my own things. I took a trip to Moscow on the recent trip, went to Moscow for 3 days and recorded a very odd, rare instrument that not many people know about. So I've been kind of tracking down specific sounds for these song concepts I have, and it's taking a while to kind of bring it all together. But yeah, it's, you know, stuff is coming along as is my way, just kind of, you know, layer by layer, idea by idea, kind of putting songs together.
I appreciate the attention to detail. Now, that instrument from Russia, can you give us any hints as to
people will have to go do some investigating. Well, people will probably know Leon Theremin for his namesake instrument, the theremin.
The theremin, yes.
But he did actually make some other lesser-known things that are quite amazing, some of which are sort of, you know, world first engineering feats, really, and ideas for electronic musical instruments. So there's one in particular that's there that I went and tracked down, but people have to do a bit of googlage to see what that might have been.
That's what you had to do, so it's fair enough that we should be forced to do it as well. You were the first person to bring giant high tensile cables to music, so, or at least the first person for me to hear. So I'm glad that you're investigating more music for us. So the rest of this year, I know you're playing at the Whitsunday Reef Festival as well.
The Basics are up there. Yeah, that's Saturday.
But then you're going to be buckling down and writing some songs, heading to far-flung places?
Yeah, I'll keep working away. I guess I really hope I might be able to be mixing a new Gautier record by sort of the end of the year, testing next year. I have sort of the songs together, so just got to keep my head down. The Basics, we'll be putting out our new record hopefully in the next few months.
Yes.
We master in a few days, and all recorded and mixed at Abbey Road, which has come up a real treat. And so we'll be working out how we put that out and sort of do some shows around that in the next few months. So there's plenty going on.
Yeah, and in the meantime, have an excellent show tomorrow night at Melbourne Town Hall, the only Gautier show in Australia this year. Go to thingreenline.org.au or just head on down. It's going to be cold. It's going to be a little bit windy. There's hail potentially tonight as well, but get inside the warmth and the uplifting music. Wally Gautier, thank you so much for chatting to us today, man, and we'll hopefully hear from you soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. See you, mate.
On Triple J, here's Banks. Oh, I forgot to ask you, what song have you been screaming out of car windows, do you reckon?
Well, it doesn't require a scream. Maybe I've been crooning them into the car window.
Yes.
But I'm really loving the opening track on Alex Cameron's Jumping the Shark album called The Comeback. One of the best songs I've heard in a long time.
All right, we're going to write that one down. Thank you so much, Wally. Cheers, man.
Cheers. See you later.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.